It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Kevin Good. Kevin's with Cattle Facts. He's the Vice President for Industry Relations. Great to see you.
It's good to be with you.
So NCBA, Cattle Industry Convention, Cattle Facts always has an Outlook seminar. I think you're in double digits on number of Cattle Facts seminars you've done.
Very much so. I believe they suggested it, that this is my 38th year. So I've been around the horn for about four cycles.
You know, speaking of cycles, when you talk about 38 years, and let's just round it, we've seen quite a few changes in the industry.
We really have, and one of our driving points as we went through the presentation this morning is to suggest, as we think about the cattle cycle in particular in the past, it's been driven by supply. We've done enough good things in our industry, primarily on the demand side. We've got a more consistent, higher quality product than we've ever had in the past, that domestically we're getting a bigger share of the spending as we think about retail compared to pork and poultry, so we're gaining market share. Also, we see advancements from an export standpoint, hopefully as we go forward with the new deal with China, tariff reduction going into Japan. We're pretty optimistic that the demand side of the market is going to allow us better profitability on average as we go over the next 5 years.
Some of what has driven the market in the past has been outbreaks of things like drought. Obviously, that causes your reduction in overall numbers. Where are we as far as that cycle is?
You know, that's exactly spot on. As you think about it, just in the rearview mirror over the last 20 years, you know, we had a prolonged drought cycle in the U.S. started in the late 90s and was broken 2013. So we had a period of time there where we liquidated 16 of 18 years. In reality, prices were probably strong enough for three or four of those last years. We should have been expanding, but Mother Nature didn't cooperate. And as we look back at 2019, you know, we had a severe enough winter, especially there in late winter and into the spring in the central northern plains. We lost quite a few calves. The rebreeding rate was not adequate as we think about that particular area. So we had a lot of cows that came to town in the fall. Also, we started to dry out in the central and southern plains in the second half of the year, and you combine that with calf values that were less than attractive in the fall. And so we did see some liquidation in 2019. You know, going forward in here, our Dr. Art Douglas, that's been with us now for 43 years, suggested that unfortunately we've got a weather pattern for the central and southern plains and on into the southwest moving more into La Nina, which means that we could stay a little bit drier, especially in the big cow country of Texas, that might be a limiting factor as far as our factory going over the next couple of years. But that pattern also is pretty conducive to good planting conditions and a pretty big crop. So on the other side of the coin, we should grow a pretty big corn crop this year and be blessed with a little lower prices there as far as inputs.
Well, and I think that takes us into the next area. When we talk about production and we talk about delivering that, we are somewhat reduced on our processing side. You just look at how many plants we have. Is that something to factor in as we look ahead?
There's no doubt. As we think about it from a big picture standpoint, there's been plenty of dollars coming into our system. And I talked about retail spending, and actually over the last 20 years, the dollars spent on beef coming into our system has increased at over 4% a year. The rate of inflation has been 2% a year. So we have done an excellent job. Unfortunately, over the last 4 to 5 years, you know, we were sitting here with a bottleneck where we're growing our herd. We have had grown our herd. And that at the same time, shackle space or packing capacity had been reduced as the supplies reduced through the 90s and 2000s to a point where the leverage component right now heavily favors the packing segment. Now, as we go forward, you know, supplies are flatter because of what we experienced last year. There has been enough economic incentive at the packing side that we do see a little bit more capacity coming online. We know there's one plant that's going to double shift this year that was a single shift. We've got other spots that became much more efficient. And with that said, we see that leverage starting to swing the other direction where more of those dollars are going to trickle through that particular segment coming back to the cow-calf producer.
So, final question here for you. Do we hit a point where the consumer has maybe written a check, as big a check as they're willing to write for beef?
That's an excellent question. You know, as I alluded to, our prices have gone up double the rate of inflation for 20 years. You know, fortunately, we're blessed right now with an extremely strong economy, almost full employment. Wages are going up the last couple of years at or faster than the rate of inflation. So the customer's feeling very good about himself. Stock market's record high. You know, so there's a lot of things today that are in our favor. But we look in the rearview mirror, we can see over the last 20, 25 years, the two times we had recessions, spending on beef declined. And so we are, our price point between us, pork and poultry, is very wide historically. We are the preferred product, but when times get tough, unfortunately, some of our customers might be tempted to eat some of that other product. So that is one of our concerns as we go forward, that we feel very comfortable today, but in an economic downturn, we know the reality that the consumer does have to make some tough choices.
Kevin mentions you're with Cattle Facts. So much great information that you give out to members. If somebody's interested in learning more, where do they go?
You can get online and just go to cattlefacts.com. And at that point in time, there's, you know, our phone numbers there. You can also join up online, you know, as well as if you need to test drive us, so to speak. Call in, ask for the analysts that would cover your particular area, and we'll be willing to talk and work with you.
It's great to see you. Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Kevin Good is Vice President, Industry Relations with Cattle Facts, and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.